Well, all this week, beginning with the glory and the splendor that was last Saturday, right on through our winter snow slash slush event, I've been waiting to talk to Larry Weber, because I'm guessing that he's got some interesting things to say about our exciting, crazy March weather, and his prediction that March weather is crazy has definitely come true in spades. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, I think we saw a pattern that has been repeated in the North Country many, many times, how we have a mild day in March, and then that's followed by a real March. Even the snow that we got did not amount in my place. Did not amount to as much as was forecasted. Now, I know north of it, there are plenty more, and certainly lots of school closings and so forth. But, yeah, isn't March a bit a bit strange? We set two records this week. Since we last spoke, weather-wise, we set two records. Record number one happened last Saturday, and that incredible day we had of clear skies and temperatures in the 60s. The official high at the Weather Service was 60 degrees at my house, but we reached all the way up to 67. Quite an interesting day for March, but of course we know it's not going to happen, not going to continue to happen. The next day we went down, and then the other record that was set on Wednesday. Now, Wednesday was the day of the snow, but it was not a record for snowfall. It was a record for precipitation. That was the most precipitation ever recorded, an inch and a half. That's a lot of moisture in snow to get an inch and a half of precipitation. And that was recorded on Wednesday at the Weather Service. That inch and a half that we got on the one day there is more than we normally get for the entire month of March. So it's a pretty amazing record to be set on that day, but it kind of got overlooked in all the snow. The snow, of course, was very wet and very slushy and so forth. Now, this morning was more of a real March walk. I went out this morning walking, and we had clouds, we had wind, we had temperatures in the mid-20s, and the snow was crusty. Now, that is a little bit more of a Marchy type of a situation. Well, lots and lots of things have been happening in the past week. I'll start by talking a bit about the migrants. Since I last spoke, I mentioned something about robins. Well, though I had seen them, in several cases I had seen them, I did not hear them. Well, I got a report from a neighbor that he had heard a robin singing, and that almost always happens in March. I usually expect it later in March, but that to me is a sign when the migrants come back is when they start singing. And yes, so he heard it. I did not, and now it's followed up by this cool weather. One of the questions that's often asked is what happens to these early migrants when a snowstorm follows? It's pretty tough on them, especially a wet one like this that gets colder. It's pretty tough, and many times they will succumb to it. They just can't handle it. Others, of course, will find shelter. They will find a place where it's a little bit warmer, and they'll be able to find some food, and then many of them just plain sit it out to wait until conditions get a little bit better. Well, I've been out looking each day. I thought, well, if robins are back, then maybe the red-winged blackbirds are. So I've been out looking each day. I have a few places near here where I take a look, and I did not see them. However, once again, a report from a neighbor, not only did they see a red-winged blackbirds, but they heard them singing. So, yes, that was another example of an early migrant. The other migrants that I've been seeing, eagles and hawks, are pretty tough, and they can handle them. The change in weather this week. And then the ones that go to the water, Canada geese, trumpeter swans, and mallards, those have all been around this week. They can handle it as well because the water that was open is not going to freeze that quickly again. And so they'll survive it pretty well. So they'll have to just kind of go along with whatever is happening. And in the month of March, that can be whatever. In the world of mammals, I did see the first chipmunk of the season that was also on that day of Saturday, and since then I have had signs of both a raccoon and skunk, so there's other critters that are up. I haven't heard any report yet of bears. Bears often wait until later in the month before they will get up. There was some discussion earlier in the week on Saturday when we had such warm and mild days. Sunday was also a fairly mild day. There was some discussion about whether the ponds were going to open up. They certainly looked like they were going to. We refer to the ponds in springtime either as frog ponds or as vernal ponds. And they are very, very important. It's easy to overlook them because they're small. And in some cases, they don't even show up on maps. But they are very valuable, for especially in the world of amphibians. And twice every year, once in November and then again in March, I go out and I visit all the vernal ponds that I have in my neighborhood here, and I want to see how they are doing as far as water goes. Well, I went out early in the week, and the vernal ponds were starting to open up. There's a few cases where there is actually open water. But for the most part, they were still ice, covered with ice and snow. But they didn't seem to have a lot of it. And I thought, oh, I hope this is going to work out. I hope there's going to be enough water. Then, of course, the next couple of days, we got plenty of rain. The amount of precipitation I mentioned on Wednesday was 1.5 inches, but the total amount for the week was over 3 inches. And that compares to, like I say, 1.5 inches, usually for about the entire month of March. Well, all that moisture has made the vernal ponds very healthy, and I really feel good about it. So there are those who may feel this snow and rain was a bit of a setback and a disappointment, but I think it was a blessing. And I think as we unfold further into spring, I think we're going to see that. Also, we almost never hear the frogs before the 1st of April. It has happened, 2010 and 2012, both it has happened. But almost never, and I usually think that's best. They are best to wait to April. Now, with this chilly weather we're having this week, that may put things a little bit more back on schedule. A couple other things of note I've mentioned before about the pussy willows and the quaking aspen all showing up with their buds and the tapping of the maple trees and so forth. Well, the silver maples this week, I saw it yesterday, the silver maples are starting to open up their buds. We have a lot of big silver maples around Duluth. And if you look at some of these trees and you see what looks like a big clumps out on the branches, those are the buds. The trees are either male or female. There was a rare cases where they're both, but usually they're male and female. And you'll see the buds starting to open up. Another one that we don't always appreciate made a show this week. I saw it on Monday back on the 14th. I saw the first dandelion in bloom. Dandelions are not too appreciated later in the season. However, with the first dandelion coming along, yes, we're usually kind of glad to see that first one in bloom. I have right next to my house, I saw it again this morning, I have a crocus that's up. It's got its bud sticking up, but it's just waiting for more sunlight. If we get some sunny days like you have in the forecast for both Saturday and Sunday, we may see the first crocuses opening up. It is not too soon for that. This weekend, last weekend, we changed our clock, daylight saving time. Well, this weekend, we enter the season of spring with the vernal equinox. Equa means they are the same and that the night and day are equal. That only happens twice a year. And from next week on, we will have more light than we will have darkness. And that light will continue after dark because we are in the waxing gibbous phase of the moon right now, nice and bright. All we need is to have some clear nights and we can see it. So, yeah, Lisa, yes, it is a bit crazy, but it is also extremely interesting. Just get out and take a look and enjoy it. It's going to be a good show.
All right. Thanks a million, Larry, and we'll speak with you soon.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, a feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning. Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future.